Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than $388 million worth of key construction projects around Wisconsin are getting the green light from the State Building Commission. They include new buildings and upgrades at state parks, prisons, universities, and other state-owned buildings. There'll be security improvements at Tachita Women's Prison. Work will also get started on a new Wisconsin History Center on Madison's Capitol Square. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also almost 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicines anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. During the eyedrop murder trial in Waukesha County, the medical examiner testified once again. It was revealed that Lynn Hernan, the alleged victim, had been battling health problems leading to the need for 24-hour care. The defense claims that Hernan took her own life after enduring years of pain. Jesse Kurzewski, a friend of Hernan, stands accused of murdering her and allegedly stealing about $300,000 from her. The trial is continuing today. One area school district has become the first in the state to introduce electric buses. In partnership with the Dousman Transport Company, the Palmyra Eagle District unveiled the new buses this week. The funding for the buses comes from the EPA and the Clean School Bus Program Award. 14 other Wisconsin schools are set to receive grant money for future electric bus purchases. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bucks begin the season with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks started off with an early lead, then had to battle back to get to a 118-117 win over the 76ers. The Bucks' newest member, Damian Lillard, came up with 14 points in the final 4 minutes to get the victory.
And all the way down to the very last play where I got fouled and I went to the free throw line, they inbounded it to Giannis, and I was just kind of reading him like, you know, what you want to do? And he was like, come get the ball.
NFL, the Packers play the Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. The Packers' Christian Watson on why the Pack have lost their last three games.
What's been, you know, detrimental for us so far is, you know, the lack of, you know, growing enough each week.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host number 3 ranked Ohio State tomorrow night at 6:30. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Closing the gap. I think that we're always looking for those gaps in whatever it is, whether you're an individual, you're a team, you're a, you know, an offense, you're always trying to close the gap.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 66, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 33 tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's The Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, TGIF, October 27th, 2023. 6 minutes now past high noon. Welcome back to another edition of Nooner with Todd. Make sure you have your protection in hand because things could get dicey today. Things could get dicey in the news. Lots going on, Mr. Zommers. Another busy week in the news.
Well, of course. Now we have a Speaker of the House, and it's not Jim Jordan.
No.
It's GYM Gymnasium no, Jordan. It's turned out, somebody potentially worse.
Yes, it turned out it was Trump's Johnson. That's what it turned. I have to credit Keith Olbermann came up with that online. Isn't that great? It's Trump's it Johnson. Works. Now, Mike Johnson, a acolyte of Donald John Trump. And we're going to play a little game today called Getting to Know You, Getting to Know All About You. We're going to get to know Mike Johnson even more today here on the show. Have some clips from him. He was on Sean Hannity last night on the big Fox News. On the big Fox. But you know what? I'll give Hannity credit on this. He drew out from the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, drew out what he thinks about things. And you know, at least people, when they tell you who they are, you got to believe them. And so you'll know very clearly by the end of the show more about Mike Johnson and about who he really is. And you can decide for yourself whether you want a Christo-fascist leader at the two heartbeats away from the presidency or not. That is up to you as the voter. So we're going to take a little look at Mike Johnson, what's going on there. Other top headlines of the day, the Wisconsin Badgers play a big game down here in Madtown coming up tomorrow, and the city is already being overrun with Buckeyes. lots of Ohio State fans here and we welcome them. If there are any Ohio State fans, welcome.
And, you know, it's pretty confusing. I understand the confusion. They thought it was Buc-ee's, but they accidentally added an extra letter. And so they invited a bunch of people from out of state instead of just everyone who's ever worn the Buc-ee costume before.
I'll say this. I've been to a few games with Ohio State. I've been to a few games with Nebraska. When College Game Day has been here for both of those contests and spent a lot of time down on campus with fans of the opposite team. In my opinion, based on personal experience, I will say that Ohio State fans are much more congenial, much more kind of good-spirited, good-natured, kind of, hey, it's a rivalry, but we're all Big Ten people, and it's not nasty. I'll put it that way. I didn't see too many Ohio State fans that were arrogant, and of course, they've won national championships recently, you know, fairly recently, and so they have reason to be a little bit, you know, arrogant, if they wanted to be. But most Ohio State fans I've met are fairly chill. You know, they love their team, of course, but they're not jerks about it. Not so much for Nebraska, who hasn't won anything since like the 1980s or 70s or whatever it is.
So they're just bitter?
They're very bitter. Nebraska fans are very bitter. And I remember one particular person I knew who was from Nebraska, and she's a big Nebraska fan. And when Nebraska joined the Big Ten, she was like, it's going to be so boring because we're going to win the Big Ten every year. There's no competition. You know, I think Nebraska got into the Big Ten championship game once. And, right, exactly. And then, yes. And got spanked. Got spanked, Nebraska. So Nebraska has been just an absolute non-factor in the Big Ten since they joined. But boy, to hang around Nebraska fans, you would think that they're Alabama or something. It's just, and they're rude. They're very rude in games. In my personal, maybe not in everybody's, but in my personal experience. So anyway, but Wisconsin plays Ohio State tomorrow here. Big game at 6:30, and the not, repeat, not on the on the Peacock. They put it on the Big Feather itself, NBC broadcast. So it is being broadcast on television on NBC, the over-the-air broadcast network. Check your local listings at 6:30. You can tune in at 6:30 on NBC, but even better, you can tune in right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher on the call. And they'll be, I think pregame's probably around 5:30. You can listen live if you're in Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, Racine, Kenosha, or you can download the Civic Media app. Simply go to your iPhone or Android app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes about a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. And you can just open it up. I recommend going to WRCE. Because it's the most reliable station on the app, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. And so you go to WRCE and just click that. It says News from the Center. Click on that, and you can stream the big game with Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher tomorrow night, right here on the Badger Broadcasting Network, Civic Media Network. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. To me, it feels like one of these games where either Wisconsin is going to be clobbered by 25 or they're going to win by a field goal. It could go either way. As my former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, was fond of saying, great potential on the left, great potential for disaster on the right, and it's kind of a balance scale. It could go either way. So we shall. I wish the Badgers a lot of luck. I really like Braden Locke, this new quarterback. He's fantastic.
Hopefully leaning more towards the great potential side of that scale.
Very great. And by the way, I was shopping last night at Woodman's here in Madison because, you know, I go to Metcalf's if I want fresh produce. I go to Woodman's if I want, like, toilet paper because you can buy big volumes of stuff, you know. Employee-owned, by the way. Did you know that?
I did.
Better prices, better service, better products.
Papa
because
John's.
We're employee-owned.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Phil Woodman. Anyway, I was shopping at Woodman's and I ran into my dear friend Allison Klein. And her lovely husband, Jonathan, was not with her. She was just shopping alone. We ran into each other. And it was just like back in Richland Center. And I think people in small towns, maybe this way in Manitowoc, if you're from a small town and you're going to go grocery shopping, most people, not so much anymore, but I remember my grandparents, even my parents, they would not go grocery shopping without like getting dressed up. Well, you never know who you're going to see. And so inevitably, when you go grocery shopping in Richland Center, well, not so much now because we don't actually have a proper grocery store anymore in Richland Center. That's another bottle of wine. But the only place to buy groceries really is Walmart, Richland Center. But when you go grocery shopping, you inevitably run into somebody you know, and you end up having like a 20-minute conversation. That doesn't always happen so much in a place like Madison. But last night, I ran into my dear friend Allison Klein, and we stood there and talked for probably 20, 25 minutes. And part of it was about this game. And I had tweeted out, and many of my tweets do not age well. I'll freely admit that. But I had tweeted out, I don't know, after the second game of the year, because Tanner Mordecai seems like a great guy, probably a talented quarterback. He is a six-year senior doing grad school to come here and play for Wisconsin. But I just felt like after watching Braden Locke and also reading a lot of articles based on what Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, has said about Braden Locke, that Locke gets this system, this air raid offense system, better than any other quarterback in the room. He's a young kid, redshirt freshman. And so I tweeted out and I said, by the end, here's a hot take, I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. And Allison's husband, my longtime friend, Jonathan Klein, who is always a little salty. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy, but he brings that saltiness. Whenever I look at the glass and say it's half full, Jonathan likes to say it's half empty. It's got that kind of situation, you understand? And so I think when I said that Locke was going to be the starting quarterback by the end of the year, I think his exact words were, quote, "You're on drugs," unquote. And you know,
were you?
I was going to say under the prescription of a doctor, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. on occasion, I am. But that, in that particular moment, I was not. And I said, no, I think it's going to happen. Now, I would not wish what happened on Mr. Mordecai for the world. He broke his hand in a game. And by golly, Braden Locke, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
Another finger I don't know.
On the monkey paws. I like that. We should make a promo about that.
About the monkey's paw curling.
Yeah, put that in the promo. By the way, we air from 1 until 3 across the Civic Media. No, we don't. It's noon until 2. I know it's hard to believe based on what you hear, but noon until 2 is actually the time that we're on the air. So anyway, that's what's going on in Badger football. And Braden Locke brought the team back last week. Great comeback victory against the Berts of Illinois. And now we'll see if we can do it against Ohio State. So that's what's on the docket for today. So coming up in hour number 2, we have another edition of What's Worse. We'll give you two things. We were going to do it yesterday, but a lot of breaking news, serious news. So we kind of wanted to stick with that. We'll have What's Worse and then a week in review with our friends at E-Bombs World at 1:30. So big show.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll end on a laugh. And Mr. Zalmers, here's the deal. I went to get a little champagne over, but right before I came on the air, because it turned out we had a little extra time. And so I took a walk just to clear my head. And I thought, well, I'll get a little to make our mimosas, Friday mimosa. Turns out that the liquor store down the street does not open until noon now.
I mean, that's reasonable, but also.
But is it?
This is Wisconsin.
Right? Most people are drinking Bloody Marys on the weekend before noon.
That's true. Well, maybe. Do their weekend hours change? Are they open sooner than that in the weekends?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's seems unfortunate.
Seems a little late for me, but we shall see. Anyway, so I walked. So there is no mimosas for Mimosa Friday. I'm sorry.
We'll be okay.
We'll just simply have to say what we're thankful for. Which is fine. By the way, I talked to Mom last night, and she started off, I don't even think we were 30 seconds into the conversation, and she says, you know, you really have to be more careful what you say on the air, which made me laugh hysterically. And then she started laughing, and she goes, well, some of those things, I mean, we think they're funny, but I don't know if everybody's going to think they're funny.
I don't know. I think they're funny.
I'll tell you this, the listening audience across the state of Wisconsin, you will never have to wonder whether or not you're getting the genuine Todd. Believe me, for better or worse, what you see is what you get. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Welcome back. We're going to take a break. We're going to reset, come back, and give you an example of meeting Mike Johnson. Trump's Johnson. Who is he? What is he? What does he stand for? Stay tuned to the Todd Lobel Show.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop, they're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up. Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic, C-I-V-I-C, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of high noon. It is Mr. Zomers on the board on a Friday, feeling good. Little money, money. The old apprentice theme.
You're fired.
Well, that is exactly why I played it.
Maybe perhaps. I've said this before, you know, I did watch The Apprentice at one time. It was a great premise for a show. It just turned out that the guy got elected president. Anyway.
Now Trump has Mike Johnson as The Apprentice. Sorry, Mike Johnson.
Yes, exactly. He's now the, that really is true. Trump has hired Mike Johnson as the guy who won The Apprentice, basically. So I want to play you some cuts, because here's what happened last night. On the old Foxy News, as Mike Crute likes to call it. On Fox News last night, Sean Hannity had Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, on. So rather than me pontificating and telling you about Mike Johnson, I think it's better just to let you hear Mike Johnson in his own words, what this guy is about. Mr. Zomers, I want to start with the one that is Johnson on abortion. We're gonna play you this one, and this is what Sean Hannity interviewing Mike Johnson last night on Fox, and brought up the whole abortion issue. Here's what Mike Johnson had to say.
The abortion issue is different. The table was just reset. Dobbs' opinion overturned Roe, which I thought was one of the worst, probably the worst, Supreme Court opinion.
Roe v. Wade,
yes. The most erroneous court opinion that had been
issued. So you like it back. You like the states to decide.
We argued my entire career for 25 years that the states should have the right to do this. There's no national consensus among the people on what to do with that issue on a federal level, for certain. We have such big priorities in this moment right now, Sean. We have Israel being attacked. We have unrest. We have the Ukraine situation we've got to deal with. We have China being aggressive. We have Iran with all the meddling, and China, Russia, and Iran working together. This is a dangerous time. The economy is in the tank. The border's overrun. People are dying from fentanyl poisoning. All of these issues. These are the frontline matters that have our attention right now. And the rest of these things, they're just using for political attacks. The abortion.
So there's what Mike Johns has to say on abortion, saying that he thinks it's a state issue. It's not a national issue, Mike Johnson. Anyway, doesn't he sound like a reasonable, nice guy? He's not a bomb thrower. He's just a nice, smooth-talking guy.
Although, if you really listen to what he's saying, you might want to notice that he deflected away from that to stop talking about abortion very quickly.
He's quickly.
I think it should be a state issue. National issues. Oh, let's talk about Ukraine and Israel.
Mr. Zomers, your awareness is acute as always. Because what Mike Johnson just said in that clip on Hannity last night, it is a lie. How do I know this? Because if you dig down a little bit, do some research, take a look at House Resolution 792, H.R. 792. Mike Johnson is the lead sponsor, not a co-sponsor, didn't just sign on to it. He's the lead sponsor of H.R. 792. What does H.R. 792 do, you ask? Well, good question. It would create a new federal crime related to abortion and to minors. So here's what, let's dig down just a little bit deeper in this. Because he actually does want a national abortion bill. Johnson is the lead sponsor of a bill that would make it a federal crime to help a minor obtain an abortion out of state without adhering to any state law parental notification requirements. It would also criminalize knowingly providing abortion care to out-of-state minors without parental notification, regardless of the law in the jurisdiction where the doctor practices. Even in this caucus, with all the Republicans, the bill only has 22 co-sponsors as of the writing yesterday. One of the ways that Johnson is extremist, even among the extreme House Republicans. Now you say, a minor should be able to get an abortion on their own. Look, you have a 17-year-old girl who is raped by her boyfriend, God forbid, and she becomes pregnant. This bill would make it a federal crime for her. Look at Wisconsin. If you have a teenage daughter, a granddaughter, who, God forbid, is raped by her boyfriend in high school at 17, 16, whatever it is, she cannot get legally an abortion right now in Wisconsin. So you would have to drive her, or an aunt, or someone would have to take her to another state where abortion is legal. If you would do that under this bill, that would mean a federal crime. You'd be looking at years in the hoosegow. That's what this guy is. All right. It's the kind of person that Mike Johnson is. He does, in fact, want to make federal laws which outlaw abortion and criminalize it. That's where we're going under Mike Johnson. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone line. Cindy at Appleton, what say you?
So we have another Republican talking out of both sides of his behind. And if he talks about, you know, the war in Ukraine and the Afghan-Palestine thing going on and fentanyl deaths and all this kind of stuff, why is abortion still the number one issue that they work on?
Well, it's because we're going to get to this later. Just stay with us, Cindy. You'll realize this. And he comes right out and says it, that he is not looking at laws in the United States to guide him. He is looking at a theocracy. He says, we're on tape, we're going to play it in a bit, he is going to use the Bible, the Christian Bible, as his guide as to how to rule America. And he believes that the Bible, to him, says that abortion should be outlawed. I'm not making this up. That's what he... And again, it's not like some of these Republicans who say this stuff, but it's like, I don't really believe it, but I'm just going along to get the votes. This guy actually believes it. All right? That's what makes him dangerous. And he's a great talker, as you can hear. Are you there, Cindy?
Yep, I'm there.
So anyway, I appreciate the call, but yeah, that's where we're headed on this. Appreciate the call, Cindy. Cindy in Appleton, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you as we make our way and a little bit of getting to know Mike Johnson. Coming up on a break here, but when we come back, you're going to hear from Mike Johnson in his own words. And he spoke last night on Hannity about gay rights, about marriage equality. He also spoke about what his thoughts are on impeaching President Joe Biden, even though there is no real evidence. And again, remember, every Republican in the state of Wisconsin in the congressional delegation voted for this guy, except, of course, Derek Van Orden, who took a powder and is still over in Israel at last check, not voting on behalf of the people of the 3rd District of Wisconsin, although he tweeted out his support for Mike Johnson. I mean, this dude is dangerous. We're going to come back. We see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn likes to say. Mark, you are next from the sack. Don't go anywhere after the break. More phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin can expect heating bills to go down by as much as 21%. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. A spike in gas prices made last winter the most expensive ever for home heating. Even with the price drop, the Journal Sentinel reports this winter is still shaping up to be the third most expensive on record. Actual heating bills will depend on the weather and other factors. The Wisconsin Task Force on Childhood Obesity turns its attention to diet and exercise today. Doctors with the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and SSM Health are testifying today in Milwaukee. So are officials from the YMCA. The task force is looking for new tools, laws, or grants that can help with the public health challenges caused by obesity. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Oconomowoc are assuring the public that there is no need for panic as they proceed with active shooter training at Meadowview Elementary today. As part of that training, you may see officers with tactical gear alongside firefighters and paramedics. The training session follows an incident in Germantown where police shot and killed a man during an active shooter situation. Oconomowoc police are trying to ensure that people are not alarmed by the presence of law enforcement. Milwaukee police are treating the death of a 5-year-old boy as a homicide after his body was found in a dumpster on the city's northwest side. The young boy, Prince McCree, had gone missing Wednesday morning. Two people, a 27-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy, have been arrested in connection with the case. The cause of the boy's death remains unknown. The medical examiner is still investigating. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
CBS News brief. Authorities in Maine vow to catch the man charged with shooting and killing 18 people in Lewiston.
Trying to bring him into justice as well as investigate this crime. There will be a time.
Can you confirm warnings were issued?
I cannot.
State Police Commissioner Mike Soschuk can't confirm if law enforcement got warnings about Robert Card. Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata tells us about the situation in Gaza.
The death toll in Gaza is soaring at a staggering rate. Body after body wrapped in shrouds, laid down outside a local hospital, even as more arrive.
Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips is challenging President Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I think it's time for a new generation. I think it's time to pass the torch. And I say now. I think the time is now because I think 4 years from now, it might be too late.
New York Republican George Santos has pleaded not guilty to new charges against him. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 66, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 33 tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on a TGIF Friday. It is October 27th, 2023, 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, along with Mr. Zomers on the board. Glad to be with you here on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Talking a little bit about getting to know you. Getting to know your neighborly thing to do, right? You want to know somebody? Want you to get to, so we're trying to get to know Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, who appeared on Sean Hannity last night on Fox. We're taking Mike Johnson in his own words. Because again, I can sit here and pontificate, but I want you to hear him in his own words on some of these important issues. And then you could decide whether you want to vote for Republicans who support this guy or not. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, was talking before the break. Mike Johnson saying he wants this abortion issue to be state rights. And then you look at the legislation that he has sponsored, and he has sponsored bills that could be considered a national abortion ban, taking away women's rights over their own body. Which Wisconsin spoke pretty loudly about this in the Supreme Court race earlier this year and gave Judge Janet Protasiewicz, now Justice Janet Protasiewicz, almost a 12-point victory. And abortion was a big driver in this. Because right now, after overturning Roe v. Wade, a move that Mike Johnson says was fantastic, said that he thought, in that cut there, saying that he thought that Roe v. Wade was one of the most terrible pieces of Supreme Court ruling he'd ever seen. Giving women right over their own bodies. And is happy that Dobbs happened. Claims it to be a state right issue, but yet he sponsors legislation. And this is what we're going to have to watch for, folks. Politicians like Mike Johnson that say one thing, that try to put a bow on it, sugarcoat it, and then you bite into it. And I'll clean it up for radio. One of my former bosses once said, this is a big crap sandwich and we're all going to eat a bite. That's what Mike Johnson is. He wraps it up in a pretty bow. But if you are someone who actually supports individual rights in this country, this is a big crap sandwich when it comes to Mike Johnson. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, appreciate you holding, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's what kind of depresses me sometimes is that I could act, and maybe I'm bragging, that I could hold my own in a debate with some of these guys, maybe not over, quoting case law like this guy could probably do because of his law degree. But, I mean, that historically, I've double-checked on this. Historically, up until, earlier in the 19th century, probably 1830 or so, before, there was actually, abortion was legal throughout the United States. And, of course, the United States wasn't, as expansive as it is right now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that abortion was legal. I mean, that, and this whole religious thing that he's promulgating is forgetting the fact that our founders actually knew. I mean, that, and as a Baptist, he should realize this, because I think that's what I read that he is that James Madison actually was thinking about the Baptists that he had in memory who were persecuted in the days before we founded the United States because of the religious laws in this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there's the divisions between the Christian denominations. I mean, in Madison, and I think, if I remember right, one of Jefferson's proudest achievements was not, that he was president of the United States, but he established the religious freedom doctrine that he got through in Virginia, which recognized all religions, including Mohammedans, as he termed Muslims at the time, and Hindus as well. I mean, that it is just a...
And that's the thing, Mark, right? Is that the United States was not founded on a state religion. There is no official religion of the United States. It is one of the great tenets of American democracy that each American has the freedom to worship as he or she chooses. And if they choose no religion, that's up to them as well. And that all of us, whether we're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, right through the line, as you said, that we all get to have the equal shot at worshiping whichever God we choose to, and that's what makes America great, is that there is no state religion.
Yes, thank you. I mean, it's clear, but yeah. These guys don't recognize that. So, they're in violation of their oath when they don't recognize that.
Mark, a great call. Really appreciate it, as always. Mark from the SAC, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond. Our listener, Jay, over in London. Jay, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, sir. How are you?
Well, we're hanging in there for a Friday. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. Say hello to my nephew, Aaron. Tell him that. I said, is he going to Foo Fighters concert? What's wrong with the hair?
He's right here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. What's on your mind today over in London, Jay?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? What's his name again? The other guy who dropped out from the...
Ever?
From the contest of the House Speaker. No. Steve Scalise. You know, he refers to
Steve
himself
Scalise.
As David Duke. Yeah, David Duke without the baggage.
All right. David Duke without the baggage, he said. Of himself. That's what he said of himself.
I think Mike Johnson is David Duke with the cross.
That's pretty good. David Duke with the cross of Mike Johnson. That's pretty good, Jay.
Yeah, because you know what? Todd, I never knew you are gay, but how come this guy, it's like, you know, Todd, I'm a Muslim, but, you know, these people, they act like Taliban. Taliban.
Right. Well, certainly in their...
Yes, they are Taliban. They're no different.
Right. Appreciate the call, Jay. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I think we have to be very careful, right, because, you know, groups like Taliban and others who are killing people, you know, I want to be very careful with that language, but I think the analogy, it is analogous in the sense of this strident black and white. It's either right or it's wrong. We're not going to have any compromise. And in that way, certainly some of these far right extremists like Mike Johnson, they have no compromise here. No ability to listen to fellow Americans. No ability to actually look at the Constitution. But they guise it all with this sweetness and, oh, we're Americans, we're following the law. But then you actually look at the law, as Mark pointed out and others, and they're absolutely against it. So we have to be very careful. And again, I'm someone who comes from a Methodist background. I'm still a person of faith, even though I'm no longer officially United Methodist. I'm a person of faith. I believe in God. Not ashamed to say that. Certainly don't profess to be the perfect Christian whatsoever. I have a lot of faults about myself. Always remember that about myself, but my faith does guide me. But that's very different than saying I'm going to exact everything I believe on others.
Right. Bev from Richland Center has commented on Facebook, guys like Mike Johnson don't come from a fundamental position of evangelicalism. They come from a fundamental of white supremacy. And then they use the Bible and interpret it in whichever way serves their purpose. So they're not really...
Well,
trying to be Christian anyway. They're just trying to get what they want.
It's very well said. And I saw there was somebody online earlier that I believe it. I don't want to misquote the Bible here, but you had someone like someone quoting the Bible from, I think it was Matthew 6:10 or 6:11, because Johnson prayed on the House floor and was really all about, you know, praying on the House floor, making this big spectacle of it. And someone pointed out in the Bible, it literally says, you know, don't pray in public and make a big spectacle of yourself. Go into a privacy of your home and pray privately. That's actually what the Bible says about praying.
It actually also says it is easier for a camel to crawl through the eye of a needle than it is for Mike Johnson to get into... No, I'm sorry. They didn't specify Mike Johnson. They said rich people.
Rich people. Which I don't think actually Mike Johnson is particularly rich.
Not yet.
But the point is, I've always believed that Christianity should be personal. Any faith is personal, right? And part of Christianity is loving each other, loving the other person, not passing judgment, believing that there is a higher power that will do that, and that we're supposed to help one another. And I don't see a lot of that coming from Mike Johnson and his ilk. I want to get to this next cut from Sean Hannity last night. Mike Johnson, new Speaker of the House. The issue of same-sex marriage, gay rights was brought up, and here is the snippet between Sean Hannity and Speaker Johnson.
Comments you had made both in writing and advocacy for this group about homosexuality, calling it sinful, destructive, and and not supporting gay marriage. Quote, no clear right to sodomy in the Constitution. You have been getting hammered on this.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about it. I want to know exactly, you know, where you stand. Some of these comments were 15 years ago.
I don't even remember some of them. I was a litigator that was called upon to defend the state marriage amendments. If you remember back in the early 2000s, I think it was over 35 states, somewhere in that number, that the people went to the ballot in their respective states and they amended their state constitutions to say marriage is one man, one woman. Well, I was a religious liberty defense lawyer and I was called to go in and defend those cases in the courts. Let me state this very clearly, and there's been questions about this. Let me say where I am. Anybody that knows me will tell you this is true. I am a rule of law guy. I made a career defending the rule of law. I respect the rule of law. When the Supreme Court issued the Obergefell opinion, that became the law of the land, okay? I respect the rule of law, but I also genuinely love all people, regardless of their lifestyle choices. This is not about the people themselves. I am a Bible-believing Christian. Someone asked me today in the media, they said, it's curious, people are curious, what does Mike Johnson think about any issue under the sun? I said, well, go pick up a Bible off your shelf and read it. That's my worldview. That's what I believe. And so
that's your personal worldview.
There's Mike Johnson saying all these hateful comments regarding gay people, marriage equality. I don't even remember that. That was so long ago. I can't even remember that. And then, of course, saying that he believes that being gay is a lifestyle choice. And then, of course, bringing in once again that I look at the Bible on this. Well, let me tell you something, and this is not for me. This is from a former United Methodist pastor of mine. There is nowhere in the Bible where Jesus actually says that being gay is a sin. Not there. Jesus never said that. So I mean, I'm not going to go down that big road. We might do a show, actually. Might do a portion of a show and bring in Sarah Chaney, my former pastor, and let an actual doctoral pastor talk about this.
I think that would be good at some point.
I think that'd be very good. But let me remind you what this guy said, Mike Johnson, in an op-ed piece entitled Sexual Orientation Should Be Opposed. And he's talking about the fact, again, that as an attorney, he did not think that gay people should be protected from being fired from their jobs strictly for being gay. He writes this, quote, your race, creed, and sex are what you are, while homosexuality and cross-dressing are things you do. This is a free country, but we don't give special protections for every bizarre person's choices. Where would it end? This is one Pandora's box we shouldn't open. Let me just tell you something real quick. I grew up in a town of 5,000 people. My parents got divorced when I was 10, 11 years old. I was an awkward kid. I loved sports. I wasn't particularly good at it. I was born with a severe, fairly severe speech impediment, cleft palate and cleft lip. I was made fun of growing up in school. I was bullied. Why in the world would I ever choose to be gay and endure even more bullying, more ostracizing, more feeling alone? Why would a person do that? I prayed on my knees for years that not to be gay. I did not want to be. When I was growing up, I felt ashamed. And it finally took me to realize that, you know what? The Bible says the only unforgivable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is designed as the continual defiance of God's holy word. And then I looked at what Christ said, that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's it. And I figured I could spend my whole life being obsessed with this, or I could live the way that God made me and be proud of it. And once I got to that point and realized that God doesn't make mistakes and he made me who I am, my life was a heck of a lot better. Mike Johnson's a dangerous person because he is making teenage kids feel bad about who they are. Say it's a lifestyle choice? That's what's sinful. Don't go anywhere, Gene. I see you on the line. Take your calls on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK. It's rivalry week as Carroll University football travels to Kenosha to play the Firebirds of Carthage for the Old Musket Trophy this Saturday, October 28th. The Pioneers earned the musket the last 2 years, with a win could bring it home to Waukesha for the third year in a row. Catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll at Carthage for one of the oldest rivalries this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. This is the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Getting to know Mike Johnson, Trump's Johnson. Pretty small one at that. Very short guy. Very short guy, Mike Johnson is. Anyway, talking about Mike Johnson, this last clip saying that he thinks that being gay is a lifestyle choice. Which, again, one more thought on this, a personal note. When people say, well, it's a, you know, that you decide to be gay. My question back is, when did you decide to be straight? When did you say, I like chicks, if you're a dude? Well, I just always have. I didn't decide that. Hey, now you're starting to get the picture. See how that works? Mike Johnson, what he is putting out there is going to cause teenage kids to question themselves. And that is what leads to teen suicide. It's a dangerous path. And for the Speaker of the House to be putting that out there is reprehensible. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the lines. Gene and Eau Claire, thanks for holding. Gene, what say you?
Well, Mr. Alba, I got to say one thing. I love you just the way you are.
Well, thank you.
A beautiful human being. Kind, loving, caring, and understanding, and I wouldn't want you any other way. I had
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, and I didn't mean to make that last piece of that's so much about me. But sometimes I feel like if I allow everyone to know what I'm thinking and what I went through, I hope it helps one other person. If it just helps one other family, one other person to understand that they're lovely the way they are. It took me 38 years to get to that point. And I don't want anybody else to have to go through that. And so that's why I share it, not to make it about me, but hopefully to help somebody else. But thank you for your kind words.
And that's beautiful for sharing, because there are so many children, adults that go through this, and they did not choose. And you know what? God's the only one that should be allowed to, and is the only one to be allowed to pass judgment.
Exactly.
You know, and the people says, you know, he who judge will be judged, because only God judges.
Right.
And these people that think they speak for the Lord got a lot of learning to do, because they do not speak for the Lord. And when they think that they are the godly leaders, blasphemy. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel it. They are very manipulative people.
It's dangerous.
People need to wake up when somebody tells you what God says and what you're doing wrong, and they are being God themselves. Run the other way, folks. Shut them down. Stay away from them, because those are manipulative people, and they are, sorry, but they are evil. I'm sorry, because they cause so much hurt and pain in good, kind, loving people who accept others who they are, who should be accepted who they are. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, guys.
Appreciate you, Jane. Gene, sorry about that. I was looking at something else. Gene and Eau Claire, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your iPhone or Apple device. There's a button there. You can text us at any time. going to play more of this in just a moment for you on Hannity last night. He talked about impeaching Biden, by the way. No evidence. By the way, the Republican witnesses have either disappeared or said it was just a sham. Got no evidence, but Mike Johnson's all in on impeachment of Joe Biden. Let's go back to the phones quickly. Dave in Mequon, beautiful Mequon. Dave in Mequon, what say you?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
I'm well. How about you, Dave?
What she needs to do is fuck her right in the pussy.
All right. Well, that's banning. you know, it's just unfortunate we have people that that do that kind of thing. And, you know, callers make the show, but occasionally you get a couple of folks that got a screw loose. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joe in Madison. Joe, how would say you?
Screw loose is a good way to describe it. I mean, yeah. To be so pathetic that this is where you get your kicks, that's very, very sad.
Yeah.
I'm calling just to applaud you for being willing to talk about how hard it was to grow up with a speech impediment and bullying that was part of that, and then the fact that you were gay and what it took to, for you to come to realize that and to be proud of who you were and to understand that as part of your religious life that this was important for you to accept who you were and go forward. I really think it's important that people tell their stories, Todd, and that your willingness to open up and to say this is extremely, extremely important. It reminds me of the fact that Joe Biden has been very willing to talk about the fact that as a kid, he had a very severe problem with stuttering, and it's something that he still struggles with as he is in public speaking. He said one time that one thing that occurred because of the stuttering that he had in his life is that he felt that it gave him a deep compassion for other people because, as he said, I know what it's like to be made fun of, and that hurt, and how hard it is. And I think there are a lot of people that are struggling with those with stories such as that. Your willingness to be upfront about it is extremely important and to be treasured. And finally, I know that you have made an important point talking about the new speaker, Mr. Johnson, and his support in the past for saying that it's a-okay if businesses junk people when they find out they're gay. I would encourage people to think about who that might include. That might include a really great teacher at your school, in a public school or a private school. It might include a preemie nurse at a Catholic hospital, and the Catholics decide they don't want that person representing their hospital. And more importantly, and I would add it today, it would include a radio host. Someone like you who is willing to talk about their story and how important it is in terms of making them who they are and understanding the pain and hurt that other people have gone through. So I thank you for what you said today. It was really, really important. And I don't, you know, you don't know who you may have touched by this story. You certainly touched me, but there may be people, parents or kids, and it's important. Thanks a lot,
well,
Todd.
You're very kind, Joe. Thank you very, very much for the kind words. And you're absolutely right about Joe Biden. And that's what incenses me when partisan people and media people try to tell us that Joe Biden is, quote unquote, senile or losing it because he makes mistakes when he speaks. There's a great article. I'll over the break, I'll get you the author so I can tell you after the break here. There was a great article during the 2020 election in The Atlantic on Joe Biden and his stutter and still how pronounced and severe it is. And every time he's in public, in front of a camera, he has to think about not stuttering. It's that bad. And that makes him more compassionate and more empathetic. And it's one of the many reasons I'm a big fan of Joe Biden. And to Joe's point as well, I feel very fortunate, very blessed to work for a company like Civic Media, have an owner and CEO like Sage Weil, who is very open and very supportive of all of us here at Civic Media, whoever we are, and we're able to be who we are here at Civic Media. It's one of the great things about this company. We have to take a break, do a little business, some top of the news for you, as well as a check of weather. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines, or else call back one or the other. We'll take more calls after the news. More on getting to know Mike Johnson and much more to come in hour number two. This is the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.